pretty big day yesterday for the Board of Supervisors, getting a new chair of the board. James Gore now joins us on the KSRO live line. Good morning, James.
Good morning, guys. Why everybody's getting sick?
Yeah, it
What's
does.
Going on?
Yeah, it does seem like that. I hope you haven't caught the bug yet, or anybody at your house.
I just have this raspy voice, kind of like a Bob Dylan voice since the fires. I think I sucked down too much smoke from the hills.
No, I'm used to this one. Yeah. So pretty big day for you yesterday, and you know there's a lot of places we need to cover this morning, but we got to start by asking, what is it like now to be chair of the Board of Supervisors for Sonoma County?
You know, I'll tell you what, I one of the things that this fire reminded us more than ever is that leadership is followership. And I mean that seriously, is for those of us who really focused on what the community needed and tried to fill those needs, it was a great reminder that it's not about doing what you think you ought to do or what people should hear, but just doing what needs to be done and feeling that in the community. And that's really what's going to define me and our entire board this year, is getting it done. You know, we have so much stuff in this community that, quite honestly, was divided by bureaucracy and jurisdiction. And I think that this shock that we took to our system is an opportunity to get it done. And I want people to hold me accountable to do it, because that's what I came to do.
So pretty simple, in your speech yesterday, after you become the chair of the Board of Supervisors, it's all about rebuilding after the fires. But here's the question. There was tens of thousands of residents displaced by the fires, but you also had a glut of homes that were needed for people to begin with. So how do you balance finding homes to begin with and then the new glut of people coming onto the market because of the fires?
Well, you couldn't be more right. In the past week, I've met with three people who were not burnt out of their homes, but were displaced because of the fires, right? People who were kind of right on that margin of a woman who was a restaurant manager who could afford a $1,500 cottage or something, but was pushed out of a room and is sleeping in her car in front of a KOA in Petaluma. Who's awesome. I'm meeting all these people, and I'm finding where the cracks are. Let's just say that. So let me say this, is right. It's easy for somebody, whether you're an elected official or a developer, whatever, to say we're having a housing crisis and we need to do more. And here's the platitudes. But what I want to throw down with my colleagues this year and with our partners is actual plans to do it. Like, for instance, can we team up with the city of Santa Rosa to build a skyline in certain areas where the county complex is, or in downtown around Courthouse Square? Can we get that going to put a couple thousand units? Yesterday, we passed an amendment to a plan for the airport area to look at housing at the airport area, right? So it's like, put a plan down that is not just a platitude and a generality. Try and get something in the pipeline that's going to produce a result for people. And to me, that's the only way we can get it done right now. I just have to say, is I'm as frustrated as anybody as when everything is just about planning and planning and planning, and not action.
I like hearing this talk that, you know, we need more houses. We need to work more with people with the, you know, just getting more housing development out there. But getting down to the crux of that, does that mean kind of working on the regulation side of things and maybe bringing some of those regulations or housing regulations down?
Yes, it does. I mean, we're sitting here right now trying to talk with the governor's office to turn a crisis into an opportunity to say, hey, is there a way that we can, within urban footprint areas, get some streamlined permitting, not only clearance from the state, but then what we line up locally, right? Like, should the same review for housing development be in a city corridor center that's an urban service area as is out in a place where we're really worried about natural impact and things? I would attest that the answer is no. Like, we should, you know, we have urban growth boundaries identified. We've protected our ag lands and our valleys so that we don't go the route of, like, let's say San Jose and Santa Clara, where we pave over paradise. Even if we call it Silicon Valley, it's also Concrete Valley. No disrespect, you know, but we make those decisions. But what that means is that Sonoma County is going to have to look up, not out.
You know,
I personally lived in Italy for a long time, and I thought it was pretty cool when I'd go into these little towns that were like reminiscent of Hillsburg and Cloverdale, and they'd have three stories or four stories in down, and even if it's a tiny town, you know. And so what that means is I have to work, really work hard with the cities this year. It's a totally about partnership because I'm the chair of the Board of Supervisors, but let's be real. This is what stopped us as jurisdiction in the past. So I need to work with the cities to figure out what they want to do.
Obviously, the state and the federal government are going to have to come and give some aid to rebuild here. The worst part about this is that Southern California just had an enormous fire. Is there going to be somewhat of a fight to get federal dollars and state dollars here as opposed to Southern California?
You know, I'm going to swing that back in terms of a kind of a different perspective, which is I hate to talk politics, but the fact that a lot of those communities down south are very red communities, and I say that in terms of Republican, and it woke up a lot of, I think, the Republican side of our congressional delegation from California, is not a bad thing for all of us. Now, I'm not accusing the folks of in California or in Southern California or anyways of not caring about what's going on up here, but in a very strange fit of how the world works, this has gone from a Northern California issue to an entire California issue in a heartbeat. And our hearts and prayers go out to them, but it means that we have to come together unified.
Of course.
So if you don't mind, let me give you an example. Is that outside of like the FEMA money, right? We're trying to get FEMA to go from a 75 to a 90% cost share on our stuff, which already happened in Texas, already happened in Florida within 20 days of the disaster being declared. It has yet to happen in California, okay, for the Northern California fires. That could be the difference for us. We're talking about $100 million, $150 million, maybe $20 million to the city and the county if that doesn't get taken care of. That's a huge hit. And then there's other funds that are coming in, too, with our disaster designations that'll come in for post-hazard mitigation. And what that means is really like pinch points that didn't get dealt with, that we can apply for through the state. So there's this big gobbledygook of what I call the disaster industrial complex that we have to be prepared to jump on and go after, not just as Sonoma County, but as, let's say, these 15 counties throughout that have been hammered.
Now, we're just about out of time here, but one more quick question. How involved are you going to be this next year in trying to convince FEMA and FEMA officials to declare this a major disaster to get more federal aid?
Front and center, that's the most important thing right in front of us, right? It was already declared a presidential disaster, so there's this strange thing, which is the administration could straight up right now say, we make the decision to go from 75% to 90%, which is what you're talking about, right? They haven't done it yet. There is a bill in Congress sponsored by the California legislation, both signed by Republicans, Democrats, and the governor of California, that would do exactly that. So it's almost like waiting. You know, the administration has said we're going to wait for California to try and unify itself to bring that forward and show us that they want to fund it. So that is number one. We met with the Secretary of Homeland Security when she came out here. That was our number one ask as well.
Well, James, we could definitely go another 10 more minutes with you, but unfortunately we are out of time. But I would just like to say I wish you good luck this year, and I hope you do shock and awe us with the progress that we have made by 2019.
Well, I want you guys to let us know what you hear from folks, get us on or whatever. I mean, this is the forms of the past in my mind are done. You know, I didn't run for office to become a, in quotes, politician. I ran to get done. Pardon my French. I apologize. I said that over the airways. You can come and get me if I need to. Okay. But my best to you guys, and you let me know what you need from me. Okay.
Will do. And I don't think it's going to be any more of those four letter words, though, unfortunately. Anyway.
Okay. I won't do that okay. Again. I apologize.
Thank you very much, Chairman Gore. That is Supervisor James Gore speaking about becoming chair of the Board of Supervisors and also about fire recovery looking forward.